In Ireland, nothing gets us talking like lions.
Tea?
Small talk.
Well, Jimmy, shocking weather we're having.
Big talk.
Even I could have played county. Office talk.
I'm MIA in the AM, but I'll circle back on the KPIs.
Real talk.
Milk before tea? Should be a criminal offence.
You could say we talk too much.
But the truth is,
we don't talk nearly enough. Lions. Puts the talk into tea.
98FM. All day. Big breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
We are making history this Thursday morning as 98FM's Big Breakfast is the first radio show to ever come live from the George.
Yay!
Bright and early, we've both been dancing on this stage at all hours, but never at this hour.
Do you know what? I feel quite at home on this stage, Brendan.
Same, you and me both. We are here to celebrate 40 years of the George, which is such a massive, massive achievement for any business to last that long. And for all that the George has done, we're going to celebrate all morning long.
Yes, we are. We are going to be chatting to some fabulous queens later. And we will have some lovely 98FM listeners joining us too. Some very exciting news this morning for fans of Cat's Eye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they've announced a Dublin gig.
Oh, excellent.
They were teasing this now for a couple of days. Someone posted a picture of the Three Arena, MCD did, saying Wild. So people are putting two and two together because their EP is called Wild.
You know, I did see that and I was like, oh, is that Wild? I didn't know. Yeah. Honestly.
No, it's Cat's Eye, Brendan. They're going to be performing at Three Arena on the 1st of September, kicking off their world tour, and their EP Wild will be released on the 14th of August.
Thank you for that education.
I love the tune, Gabriella. They got a Grammy nomination for that. And tickets are going on sale on the 21st of May. So that's a big gig to look forward to here in Dublin.
Disappointing for fans of Wild Youth. Great news for fans of Cat's Eye. come here. There I was on Instagram yesterday evening. And when yet another new feature pops up.
Oh, I can't
cope. I can't cope.
But you know what they say? You need to get on board with these things because then the algorithm favours your content.
Yeah, that's fine with me. Instagram Instance, if you've noticed this little, it looks like a little stack of Polaroids down in the corner. It's actually quite annoying when you're scrolling. You can't get around it.
Yeah.
Producer Russell was in the way of my finger yesterday evening, testing it out.
I could see Russell post a selfie. Russell was straight away on board with the new feature,
So it's described as a spontaneous photo. It disappears after being viewed. I think the whole idea is that you can't edit this. So there's no playing around
filtering.
I think you just take it and post it. And then say if I put one up, once you've seen it, I think it's gone.
Are they trying to move away from the whole curated feed?
Maybe even stories now are not temporary enough. I'm not sure. Designed for sharing casual, everyday photos with close friends or mutual followers directly through DMs. Look, there's a lot of features. I refuse to engage with it. The maps feature.
Yeah.
And there's another one where people put notes up the top.
Oh, no, I use that.
Do you? No.
Yeah, I use it for our podcast to say new episode out.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's just, I'm like, just giving me stories in me grid. That's enough for me.
Well, Brendan, I'm telling you, you'll be on 200 views forever now if you don't get on board.
I know, between talking about Wild Youth now and refusing to engage in the Instagram features, making myself sound, am I 40? Well, I'm nearly 40, yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, are you older than the George?
I'm not, no, just two. That got a good laugh, didn't it? I'm just 2 years shy.
It did.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
We are now joined by a true George legend. She's been here for 30 of the last 40 years. DJ Karen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, good morning. How are we doing?
We are great, thanks. You were DJing here in the George last night.
Well, I was working here last night, so I'm in nocturnal sleep mode at the moment, yes.
Thank you so much for getting up and joining us.
What time did you finish at last night?
I got home for 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair play.
Back up and in this morning.
And half six.
Karen, thank you so much. We appreciate all that you do. How has the George changed over the last 30 years that you've been here?
Well, when I initially came in here, it was just kind of the old bar downstairs and then the upstairs where the cloakroom area is now. That was the actual men only bar. Mm-hmm. And downstairs was straight in the older bar. And then they knocked in here. So I was here for the dance floor part in the nightclub.
Yes.
So that would have been like 89, 88.
Wow.
So I've been here since. You've been stuck with me.
Unbelievable. Do you have a standout memory from the Georgia? I'm sure there's been so many amazing nights and celebrations over the years, but is there a standout one for you?
Actually, there's been loads. Obviously, in 30 years, the one was the marriage referendum.
Yes.
And that was a massive one. And it was because the emotions, like standing in here, watching the countdown and watching them doing the votes, and people holding breaths, holding each other, not knowing what was going to happen. And then when we got the votes through, this place went ballistic. There was people crying, there was people hugging, there was people kissing, there was proposals going on. Right. It was just mental. Vincent Brown was down there doing a little hooly and a sing song with Glenda Gilson. Yeah, it was great.
What a vision. You've obviously been dishing out the tunes from up there for the last 30 years. Is there a particular era of music that you've enjoyed, you know, the most, or do you love all the new stuff that comes along?
That's really a tricky question to ask in a DJ, because there's too many good genres of music. My best is, I think my most favourite genre is 70s and 80s,
yeah,
because that's where I started doing, and they were my first nights in here on Thursdays doing was 70s and 80s. So, and I'm a bit of a disco queen at home, and that's what I listen to when I'm at home. I do love the noughties, I'm not going to lie, and the 90s. The 90s were very prevalent because it changed the way music was seen. The boys were actually dancing on the floor.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas before it was like kind of like, I'm not really know where I want to go, what I want to do, or if I want to dance. And then dance music hit and it changed and exploded the whole dance scene. Mm. And then we were caught in the middle of that, and we had some amazing nights in here. Like, it was just good fun.
Karen, why does the George mean so much to so many?
I think it's because she's, like, I call the George she, and that's why I identify her as the matriarch, and I think of her as the matriarch of the scene. And I just think that people feel at home, comfortable, they breathe a sigh of relief when they walk through the door, and they're like, oh, yes, I can be who I want to be, I can dance where I want to be, I can dress the way I want to be, no one's judging me, I don't have anyone going, you're not allowed to do this, you can't do that, you can do what you want, to a degree.
Yes. I have been thrown out.
Yeah, numerous people have too, chicken. I was actually thrown out once myself.
So were you like, working at the time?
No.
Oh, good. Karen, is it true that you don't take requests?
It is true.
It's true. We love that for you. We absolutely love that. DJ Karen, you are a total legend.
Cheers. Thank
you for
everything
you've done over the last 30 years, for making us all dance on this stage.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
We're going to chat now with the manager of the George, Dara Flynn. Dara, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great, yeah.
Thanks for getting up early and coming into the George. Have you ever seen it at 12 minutes past 9 in the morning? You probably have.
Yeah, a few times.
Yeah, a few times. Yeah.
Not at 6 a.m. though.
Yeah, wow. Very good.
Dara, how long have you been working in the George?
I've been here for 15 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
What, have you any standout memories over the last 15 years?
Naturally, the referendum is probably the biggest one, certainly for everyone. But also, probably your first Pride working here, dealing with like 3,000-4,000 people, and just the organisation and the effort that everyone puts in was just impressive to see, and the joy in people. It's like an energy you don't see any other day.
Yeah, this
is very true. And the people who come here every week are what make it so special as well. You've said before that you know many of the punters by name.
Yeah, like for nightclub, it's great to see so many regular faces and see the same people and hear their stories and the ins and outs of their daily lives. Yeah.
As manager of the George, obviously you've got the business side of things to manage. You're managing kind of punters and customers. You've also got a bevy of drag queens to manage as well. How does that go, Dara? How is that for you?
That's fantastic. They're an incredible creative bunch. It's great to harness that energy.
Yeah. Could you give us the best behaved and the worst behaved?
I don't know. They're all very good.
But like, on a serious note, it's such a testament to all of the performers, all of the staff here, that 7 days a week there is something on this stage every single night, and not just anything, like it is world class stuff on this stage.
Oh, thank you very much. It's great to do. There's a huge effort. Like, there's over 70 people that work here that put it together, and without everyone's effort it just wouldn't happen the way it does. So like a shout out to all of them, and like it really makes it happen.
There's an amazing team. We spoke to DJ Karen earlier on. The tunes are absolutely lit here in the George every single night. For you, what's a standout track now that's a sign of a great time for you? We're going to learn a lot about you now.
I just concentrate on seeing people happy and
Dara.
Seeing people walk out the door with a smile on their face or skipping down the stairs as they leave is like what makes it all worth it. Yeah. That really does hit home.
It's kind of rare for a business in Dublin to, you know, stand the test of time. 40 years is an incredible achievement for the George. Like, what do you think the magic is? Why do you think it's stood the test of time?
I think people care fundamentally. They feel like they belong here, and like they treat it like their home. It's a joy to see, and how much love people have for the venue. It's unique, I think.
Yeah. It totally is. A massive congratulations to you and all the team here at the George celebrating 40 years.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Matchy, 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 matchy,
matchy, matchy, matchy, matchy, matchy, matchy, matchy, matchy, matchy, matchy. This is the game where just three words stand between you and phenomenal prizes. We do normally go to a soundproof booth. This morning it's a little different because we are on stage at the George, so it's a very special edition of Matchy Matchy.
Yeah, we've identified that the soundproof booth for the purposes of this morning is Georgia Street.
Looking forward to going outside, one of us in a few
moments.
One of
us will be out stopping traffic.
If you match three words with either myself or Brendan, you will win a long list of prizes as expertly read out now by AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Win a trampoline.
A Carly blow dry.
Nido.
An air fryer.
A butcher's voucher.
A gardens trimmer.
A €150 fuel card.
Dry robes.
A slushy machine.
And see Dublin Bay like never before on this goat boat tour.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy. Incredible prizes, and hoping to win them this Thursday morning is Glenda, who's in Ballymun. Glenda, you're on 98 FM. How are you?
I'm very good, yourself?
Oh, we're great, thanks, Glenda. Glenda, we are currently on stage in the George. Have you ever been here?
I have, Nate.
When's the last time you were here, Glenda?
Now, it would have been a good few years ago. I'm a bit too old now to be gone.
I don't think you're ever too old for the George,
never, Glenda.
It's a great night.
It really is. Glenda, what are your plans for the weekend?
I have a kid's party.
Very good. Lovely. Lovely stuff. Will there be some mini food at the kids' party, Glenda?
A load of sweets. Absolutely loads of sweets.
Loads of sweets. You'll be bouncing off the walls, Glenda. Lovely
stuff.
Maybe you'll eat all the sweets and then come to the George afterwards. That's the energy you need.
That might be a plan.
This is it. Glenda, have you decided who you'd like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
I do. It's you, Rebecca.
Oh,
Glenda,
Rebecca,
thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Well, the soundproof booth, you're off to the Georgia Street.
Okay.
We'll give you some extra time to get to and from this morning. Here we go. Take your time now. She's walking off the stage of the George, down the steps and out the front doors of the George onto Georgia Street as we play Matchy Matchy with Glenda in Ballymun. Okay, here we go. Glenda, are you ready?
I am.
Your first word is gate.
Gate. Gate.
G-A-T-E. Gate.
oh my God, that's actually impossible, that one is.
We can come back to it, Glenda, if you want.
Yeah, can you come back to that one?
Okay, yeah, we'll come back to it. Your next word is milk.
Man.
And your third word is drama.
Queen.
Okay. First word is gate.
Oh my God, you know what? This could be the one that stops me winning this. gateway.
Okay. There you go. That's a great one, Glenda.
I don't think it is, but we'll have a go.
I think it is. I don't know what I would have said. Okay, so you're saying gateway, milkman, and drama queen. Glenda and Ballymun, are we locking those in?
You lock them in, go for it.
We're locking them in, and we're getting Rebecca back from the soundproof booth, which this morning is Georgia Street. Hello, up you come.
Okay.
Get up here.
Sorry, I feel like I'm about to do karaoke.
Okay, great stuff.
Okay. God, it's no pressure.
Your first word is gate.
Gate. I can keep thinking of words that come before gate. This is a lot of pressure, guys. There's a lot of people staring at me right now. I'm going to say gatekeeper.
Your second word is milk.
Milk. Milk carton.
And your third word is drama.
Drama. Drama queen.
Yeah. Have you got a matchy-matchy with Glenda in Ballymun this morning?
Been great.
Glenda and Rebecca, you both are drama queens because you matched on drama queen. Fair play to you. Gate is a really tricky one. Glenda said gateway and yeah. Milkman.
Milkman.
There
great
you
answers
go.
From Glenda.
Brilliant answers. Glenda, thank you so much for playing Matchy Matchy. We're going to send you a 98 FM goodie bag.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Glenda.
98 FM's all day big breakfast. Brendan's big. 98 FM.
Brendan, it's funny seeing you on stage with a microphone.
I don't think I've ever done Brendan's bit standing up before.
No, and not on stage in the George
no,
either.
No, certainly not. No.
You're going to be talking about a walrus.
I am. First, though, this morning, if you're overdue a clean at the dentist and you keep putting off, you know, your old polish.
I actually only went on Tuesday.
But did you?
Mm-hmm.
Full clean bill of health. Mm-hmm. Yeah, lovely. Well, if you're not a fan of the dentist, this might tempt you to book in. One in New York is trying to make the whole thing less scary.
Oh.
They're based at Union Square, and it looks more like a day spa than a dentist.
Sounds lovely.
Which is lovely.
Can you get the hooves done while you're getting the teeth done?
I don't know if you can. They'll file the teeth, but maybe not the hooves. So your first appointment is simply a chat about your goals, anxieties, your diet, and whether or not you care about what your teeth look like.
Yeah.
And then if you need to go back to get anything done, they offer you what they're calling a comfort menu.
A comfort menu?
Have you ever gone to a fancy hotel and you have a pillow menu?
No.
And you can have, like, you know, whether you want feathers, synthetic,
cardigan. I am not living. A pillow menu.
Okay.
What's a comfort menu?
So the comfort menu at this dentist, the options include a neck pillow, a VR headset to watch whatever you want.
Oh, actually, do you know what? That's a good idea because I never know where to look. Joan, they give you the multicolored glasses.
Yes.
I'm like, do I look at the dentist? Do I close my eyes?
Close your eyes, surely.
Oh, I usually leave them open.
What, a bit of heavy eye contact with the dentist?
I think I need a VR headset.
They'll also offer you a weighted blanket.
Nice.
I think that would make me panic. They say it's good for anxiety. I think I'd panic that I can't move.
I love them.
But the star of the show on this comfort menu is Xylo, a name shortened from the dental anesthetic xylocaine. Xylo is a 7-year-old French bulldog.
They give you a dog.
Who is offered as an emotional support animal.
Sorry, that's producer Russell's dream.
Isn't it just? She's listed on the clinic's website under the team tab with a list of roles, including snuggles, sleeping, snoring, and fetching. Patients request her by name. She's got her own emoji on the team kind of list on the website.
Very cute.
And in-person patients say she's velvety, inquisitive, and sweet. Aside from Xylo...
velvety, what a great way to describe.
A velvety French bulldog. Aside from Xylo, there's one other thing on this dentist menu that I'm more interested in seeing and I would like to see here in Dublin. Mm-hmm. The option for a quiet cleaning. So when you book in, you tick a box that says, I don't want to talk. Now, in the dentist, I think this is very important because... and you have to say,
oh no, my dentist doesn't talk to me.
Mine does chat away to me now.
Dear.
So in this dentist, you can get an emotional support animal and they won't make you talk while your mouth is wedged open.
Very good. Maybe we'll see that come to Dublin.
Fingers crossed. Finally this morning, I fear we may have another walrus waking up very confused this morning.
Sorry, was it Wally the walrus during COVID?
Yeah, Wally the walrus during COVID. Who we think, if memory serves, woke up in Ireland after a bit of an iceberg broke off and Wally floated over and didn't know where they were.
They'd come from somewhere and they woke up in a different country.
It might have been Greenland, right?
Yeah.
So obviously there'd be a massive shock of that. Well, meet Magnus. Magnus has become something of a celebrity in the last few weeks as he toured the Scottish coastline.
Oh, did he?
In a very similar vein to Wally. He was first spotted in Orkney last month, then photographed in lots of other Scottish places with names like Lossiemouth, Macduff, Fraserburgh, Findochty, and Hopeman. And apologies to any Scottish people whose names I've just butchered. His antics in Scotland kept crowds amused, including scratching against metal posts, rolling off into the water while asleep.
Do you remember the Wally that was in Ireland used a speedboat but thought it was a couch?
Kept sinking people's boats, so they had to build a floating sofa for Wally to go on instead. Well, Magnus has now left Scotland, has been photographed 483 kilometres away in Norway. It's unclear how Magnus managed to make it all the way across the North Sea. And reports from Norway say Magnus is having a great time in the sun on a floating dock. Experts say the young male is just likely to be exploring.
Aww.
That is Brendan's bit.
Get up! 98 FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.